My guest, Candace Taylor, covering residential real estate for the Wall Street Journal out of New York City, skyscrapers and everything. And the conversation has been woven around outdoor lawn games popping up in high-end homes, written by Candace Taylor. You can find that online. And we were talking about bocce and shuffleboard, which always had the connotation of, you know, being in an old age home or on a boat, right?
right, yeah, like a cruise.
But one thing you wrote about here was almost a full-size chess set.
Yes, I love these. I wish that I had a yard so that I could put one of these in it. they're basically chess pieces that are, you know, about 4 feet high. And what people are doing is creating the chessboard, you know, it's sort of integrated into the lawn, you know, with either stone pavers or different kinds of decking. And then the chess set itself is, you know, very easy. You just order it from anywhere and set it up. And it's fun because it's, you know, it's chess, but it's also sort of more more active than you might see. And the family that I spoke to for this story said they got it actually because they wanted their grandchildren to learn to play chess. And they thought this would be a better way for them to learn, actually, because it would be sort of more visceral, you know, in terms of figuring out the moves and all of that. But it also sounds to me like it's probably a lot of fun.
It sounds fascinating. You almost want to have an elevation to look down on it.
Yeah, and actually, it's funny that you say that because she was telling me that they love to sit on the upper deck of their home, which of course has a beautiful view of the mountains. This is in Utah, and they love to look down at the kids playing chess. And that's sort of one of their favorite activities. And we did hear that a lot from people. You know, a lot of them are grandparents wanting to sort of lure their kids and their grandkids to come visit them. So they're like, what are the fun activities that we can have here that will make the kids want to come? And then the other piece of feedback we heard is, you know, a lot of parents and grandparents are saying, how do we get the kids offline? How do we get them to put down the smartphones, which, you know, we're all attached to these days, and, you know, get them to sort of bond as a family? And so that was one of the things they'd found was effective for that, is if everybody's kind of playing a game together, then, you know, that's a way to actually engage without, you know, without checking Facebook every 5 minutes.
Sorry, I was answering a text. Can you repeat that? So, so you know what I was thinking? It was funny you mentioned electronics. I was visualizing sitting on a deck, looking down on the chessboard, and having my iPhone or my iPad controlling the pieces electronically and moving them electronically. So you could look down at this giant board. So we should contact the people who build these things and put little motorized wheels on them, and you get a little joystick and you just start moving them around.
That would be fun. And, you know, home automation systems are huge now, as I'm sure you know. It's like one button can control everything. So why not have it do your outdoor chess set as well?
Yeah. So the materials for the chess, so you think it might be pavers, maybe just different colored pavers as opposed to grass?
Well, it just, in this family, they alternated squares of grass and stone pavers. But there's all kinds of different ways you can do it. You can do different colors. You can do, you can kind of use your creativity in a lot of different ways.
Well, you know what they have in Utah that we don't have in Santa Barbara?
A lot of things, I'm sure, but what were you thinking of?
Water.
Water. That's true. That might be a little hard to keep the grass green.
Yeah, exactly. And then of course, you got to edge it and weed whack it and cut it and all that stuff. So, but I'm sure, all things considered, and if you were in Utah and you had all the water you wanted, I like the idea of grass. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
But here, you might opt for the artificial, some surfaces, some really good stone. So 4 foot tall chess pieces. And didn't they also have discs made for checkers?
Yes, I love that. She said the checkers pieces are each about the size of a large pizza. I love that visual. But they're pretty light. I guess they're plastic, so it's not like it's too heavy, you know, for kids to move around. And this is just part of the landscaping. You know, as I mentioned, it's these folks are putting just everything you can think of in your backyard. You know, so this particular family has an in-ground trampoline, a little mini swimming pool, a fire pit. They have a putting green, a greenhouse. You know, people just pretty much want to do everything outside, as far as I could tell. I mean, I heard about people putting ping pong tables outside. One of the families here, they brought in 80 tons of sand to make a beach volleyball court on their lawn.
In what state?
That was in Florida. So that was sort of apropos for Florida. But I just thought it was funny that they had a lawn and they created a little mini beach for their beach volleyball court on the lawn.
And all the neighborhood cats as well. What size, what dimension would this chess court be, this outdoor chess court, I wonder?
That pretty much depends on how much space you have to work with. I think you can kind of make it as big as you want or as small
as you want.
Yeah,
I don't know how many squares it is across. I was imagining a 4-foot-tall chess, so maybe each square is 2 feet by 2 feet. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that sounds about right.
How heavy are these things, a 4-foot-tall chess piece?
Well, like I said, I think they're plastic, so I think they're pretty durable, and I think they're pretty light. In this case, she said, you know, it was intended for the kids, and they didn't seem to have trouble moving it around.
I was just thinking, you know, then you got the wind, you know, like they've attached with Velcro, maybe, so they don't blow over.
You're supposed to put sand in the bottom of them, actually.
Oh, yeah, like those artificial plastic owls that you set up there to keep birds away.
I guess so.
Yeah, they're very light. You can fill them with as much sand as or gravel as you want to weight them down.
Yeah, and of course, you know, you can sort of go as high-end or as low-end as you want with these things. You know, I'm sure you could spend, you know, I'm sure you could get the, you know, custom-made chess pieces and all that, or you could just order them online for almost nothing. So I think that's another thing that people like is this doesn't have to be, I mean, it can be very lovely, but compared to, say, you know, a tennis court or something, it can be a much smaller investment for a lot of bang for the buck in terms of the fun that you're going to have.
You know, I don't know how many pieces chess, how many, you know, how many pieces across. It must be 8 at least.
Oh, I wish I could tell you off the top. It's been a long time since I played chess.
Oh, no, actually, Richard knows. It is 8x8.
Okay,
so if each square was 2 feet, that's only 16 feet wide. That's not very big. I wonder if they make rollout courts so you can actually put it on your tennis court.
I'm sure they do.
I bet they do. And of course, in Santa Barbara, sure we wouldn't use plastic pieces. We would probably have them carved from wood and some endangered species wood or something, and have them set around. But here's what I'd like to do. Unfortunately, we're out of time. My guest has been Candace Taylor. She's a reporter covering residential real estate for the Wall Street Journal, what they call the Wall Street Journal's mansion section. And if you just Google Candace Taylor, you'll find all her articles and discover more what we were talking about and more estates. I wanted to talk more about Santa Barbara and development and more about New York and L.A. and Miami and Aspen, but maybe we can do that another time.
That would be great.
Well, Candace, thank you so much for your time. Say hello to New York City and have a slice of pizza for me.
And a bagel.
And don't forget, we didn't mention, and a bagel, although I prefer Bialy's. Do you eat Bialy's?
Oh, Bialy's are great, too.
Carnegie Deli, we just read, as reported last week, it's closing. And
yes.
Did you ever go to Katz's Delicatessen?
Of course.
My uncle was a waiter there forever, like in the 70s and 80s. And every year he'd mail me like a 2-foot salami at the end of the year for Hanukkah. And
wow.
I would hang it in my kitchen for like 2-3 months so it would dry and then cut into it.
Now you're making me hungry.
I thought you just had lunch.
Well, now I think I'm going to need a snack now. I think I'm going to need to run out to the Carnegie Deli before it closes.
All right, Candace. Candace Taylor, Wall Street Journal. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Okay, we'll take a break, come back with the weekly multiple listing sales update.